This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out to all the truckers, male and female, moving the freight coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab and Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the things we have over there for you to look at. Well, joining us right now, she's a lawyer. She's a Republican strategist. It's Amanda Mackey. And good morning, Amanda Mackey.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Would you like to say the pledge with me?
I would love to.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got to start out with the obvious, and that is, what the heck is going on with Liz Cheney? And by the way, Nancy Pelosi called her Lynn Cheney, and Lynn Cheney is Liz Cheney's mother.
That's right. Well, you know, I was on Fox News yesterday, and this question came up. And, you know, I think, again, we know who the de facto leader of this party is, right? It's President Trump. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Liz Cheney has made no bones about her position on January 5th, the insurrection, and who she believes was responsible. And in her opinion, she believes President Trump was responsible, and she has not backed off from that, and she has not stopped. Now, if you're part of Republican leadership and, you know, your wing of the party, by and large, believes that the impeachment was wrong and that President Trump was not responsible for the insurrection, and she continues to say that, well, you're in a divide. I mean, there's a fraction between the two, and she continues down her warpath. President Trump has said, you know, she's public enemy number one. She's, you know, going to be primaried, and he's, you know, personally going to be involved. You have a major rift in the party, and I think Kevin McCarthy is trying to, you know, manage this best as he can. He's tried since January. It's not working. Mm-hmm. I think people in his party are saying, why is she part of leadership if she's so anti, who we all believe is the de facto leader? And so here we are. And therein lies the divide. But let me say, Liz Cheney's position has been the same from the beginning. She has not backed off her position, and the Republican Party has grown tired of it on the House side. You know, her House caucus has gotten tired of it. She's part of leadership, and so they're naturally at odds. And I think something has to give, and here's where we are now.
Well, the rising star, Congresswoman Stefanik, or Stefanik, rather, up in my old state, up there in New York.
Yes.
She wants your spot, and boy, would she be a good one.
Yeah, actually, when I ran for Congress, Lee Stefanik supported me. She's been an incredible ally to women wanting to run for Congress and the Republican Party. And, you know, I think she sees this as an opportunity for herself, of course. I mean, she's really demonstrated her hard work. She's really helped a lot of candidates get elected. And, again, you know, when you compare someone like Lee Stefanik, who's really been out there and really, you know, pounding the pavement and doing all the things for the party, and then someone like Liz, but where there's a divide, you know, Elise emerges as someone who really could take over for her, should she and really others in the party be able to make that maneuver. Steve Scalise this morning has said that he is supporting Lee Stefanik. That's a major blow to Liz Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Scalise is part of Republican leadership, and so is Liz Cheney, and he's trying to say he wants someone else in leadership. He's number two.
Well, we're going to have quite a conversation about the border after this break, but before we get there, I want to talk about our great governor, Ron DeSantis. In my opinion, and call me crazy if you want, Ron DeSantis is the incarnation of Ronald Reagan.
You know, he has a lot of attributes of Reagan. He has a lot of attributes of, you know, Trump. I mean, he's done an incredible job of, you know, maneuvering this very, very tight rope, that is, you know, managing the third largest state in America, keeping things open while following the science, not, letting the state go broke like these other states in America run by Democrat governors are. But look how he's done it, and everyone is, you know, looking at him and following his lead. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the accomplishments that the state legislature had pushing a conservative agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, when I was on Fox yesterday, I said, you know, President Trump is still, in my opinion, de facto leader of the party. Look at the CPAC poll. You know, he won it. Mm-hmm. But who was a distant second? Governor Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm. 20%.
He's supposed to sign into law a transgender athlete bill that they've been discussing in 34 states. He has passed a law in the state of Florida where
Hold that thought. You're going to get cut off here. Hold that thought because the computer's going to take you out. And there it went right there. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with Amanda Mackey. She's a lawyer and Republican strategist. And we'll be right back with more. Got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much. And you know, folks, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a brand new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay. And even that father that drove his car, his daughter's car, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona to Newport Richey to trade it in to get the car she saw that she wanted there because she was going to school down in Tampa, University of Tampa. Dad drove it down there, handed her the car, hopped on a plane, flew back home. But Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It comes with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss. They have over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles with all the colors and accessories you can dream of. Clean trade-ins? Got them. They're commanding a great resale value, too. By the way, want to sell your vehicle? Have it appraised by Moss. You might get more money than you think you're going to get and be able to have money in your pocket, turn around, and upgrade your ride while you're there. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home for the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken very good care of. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto. Check out the all-new Rogue. It is the hottest SUV on the market. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. They're online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com. That's Moss, MAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And today, I will be up in Newport Richey at 1 o'clock if you want to say hello. I'll be very easy to spot. All righty. Back to Amanda Mackey, who is a lawyer and Republican strategist. And you and I were talking about the great governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis, plus the announcement we're going to get to of Charlie Crist running for governor again.
Well, what I was basically saying was that you know, all the things that conservatives want right now, Ron DeSantis has really pushed for in the legislature and passed. They just ended their session on Friday, and this is an example of things that, you know, Ron DeSantis passed that conservatives would be, it would be important to them is a bill that would make it, you know, basically would make it illegal. Hard to believe we have to actually put more laws on the books for this. But, it, you know, he says if you come to Florida and you loot and you riot and you try to harm people or our law enforcement officers, you will go to jail.
Thank you.
And if you just look at where in America over the course of the last year we have seen looting, rioting, and harming of our police, it's been in Portland. It's been in cities like Seattle, Chicago, Washington, D.C., New York. What is the common theme between those cities?
Blue cities.
All run by Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what you haven't seen is Jacksonville, Miami, Tampa have these major problems. Orlando, you have not seen that kind of looting and rioting. And, oh, by the way, the law that was passed also makes it hard for localities to defund the police.
Right.
He's also made deplatforming politicians a crime here, and there are civil penalties of $25,000 a day
mm-hmm.
for companies that are unelected, you know, people that want to be influencers, like the social media companies,
mm-hmm.
That they will get a fine of $25,000 a day for deplatforming statewide candidates, and I believe it's $5,000 a day for local candidates. You have to give mm-hmm. notice under the law to candidates basically saying, here's what you got to remedy. And then the candidates have 7 days to remedy it. You can't deplatform them.
All
and
right.
So, you know, things like that that he's done, he's expanded the school voucher program. And remember, Ron DeSantis got 18% of the African-American female vote because of the school choice issue.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about someone who came out and announced he's going to be a gubernatorial candidate again yesterday. That was Charlie Crist. Now, for those of you that don't remember Charlie Crist, I remember Charlie Crist, the Republican who was a governor, who was also the secretary,
Education.
Yeah, education, before that. I also remember Charlie Crist when he ran for the Senate, and he acted like as if that was his seat, that it was given to him, that all he had to do was show up. And a guy by the name of Marco Rubio showed up. Charlie then went independent. And then I remember the second time he came back as a Democrat. So we've had him as a Democrat, and now he's a congressman as a Democrat, and he wants to be the governor again because he's always had aspirations of moving further up the ladder. And yesterday he lied through his teeth by saying, well, Ron DeSantis doesn't care about you, and look at the things he's done. He hasn't done anything to help. He's done this, he's done that. All he wants is money, and help his friends, and this, that, and the other. Charlie, that's what you're all about, Charlie.
I was running in the Florida 13 race to defeat Charlie, and I really believe that I could have defeated Charlie, but something I heard over and over again was a joke. A Republican, a Democrat, and an independent walk into a bar. What does the bartender say? Hi, Charlie. Look, this guy will do anything, be mm-hmm. anything you want him to be,
mm-hmm.
you know? He has been a Republican, a Democrat. He has been an independent. He has lost. I don't think there's anyone in America who has lost as a Republican, Democrat, and independent.
Nope.
He will lie through his teeth because Ron DeSantis, in legal terms, there's a term of art in law called res ipsa loquitur,
mm-hmm.
and it means the thing speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron DeSantis, he speaks for himself when he doesn't really even have to say anything because it's his record mm-hmm. that he will run on.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie's record is a joke.
Sucks.
Charlie's never done really anything for the veteran community.
No.
Charlie is someone
No, and let me stop you right there. The fact of the matter is, for you veterans in Florida 13, the congressman that's done more for us in Florida 13 is Gus Bellerakis, then Charlie Crist. Look it up. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Gus Bellerakis has been a huge champion for the veterans. He sits on the Veterans Committee, and he actually does things. Charlie went to Congress back in 2017 and got on the Banking Committee because he had campaigned on doing something about flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
He got on the committee for a hot minute, didn't do anything, and then Nancy Pelosi gave him a better slot on a different committee where he could fundraise more, and he jumped ship.
Yep.
This is who Charlie is. Charlie doesn't do anything for us.
Yep.
Everything is about him.
Yep, he's all about, he's all about Charlie. Now, let's take a phone call because we had someone waiting very patiently, and I want to get her in here. Okay, Mary, what's your question for Amanda Mackey?
Hi. I wanted to just ask her about the border, which seems to be not getting a lot of coverage on TV. And the Republican Party of 13, a few people did go down there and said it really is much worse than what you do manage to see on TV. The country of France has been ruined by immigration.
I know.
I saw a video.
All right, let's let her answer because we're running out of time, okay?
Okay.
All right, we were going to finish with the border anyway, so Amanda, we have got a huge problem on the border. By the way, yesterday, 22,000 of the children, the migrant children that were in the CBP custody are now in the HHS shelters, which is a step up a little bit.
So real quickly, President Trump's border policies were working within hours of President Biden coming into office. He undid all of them. Remain in Mexico policy, he undid. The wall, he undid. Catch and release. You now have six times the number of unaccompanied migrants at migrant children at the border that you did last March. 3,000 March of 2020, 19,000 March of 2021. He has completely made it a disaster, and it's a manufactured one. Why? Because he campaigned on this. He said he'll be more humanitarian. And guess what? Those people hear it. Guess what? Those coyotes hear it, and they tell him, now is your chance to go to America. Let go of your kid, give us your money, and let us take your kid to America. And that's why we have this crisis. And guess who refuses to go down to the border? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, because they don't want people to see and know the truth. And that's why if they went down, the media pool would follow them. They won't go down. They refuse to see the disaster that is on week 20 now, because if they do, then you and I would be seeing it with our own eyes, and they won't allow that. The least transparent administration we've ever had.
Okay, your name is Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I. The website is AmandaMackey.com.
Follow me on Facebook, Amanda Mackey for Congress, on Twitter, Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I.
All right, talk to you later. Thank you. All right, Amanda Mackey. M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com. And I'll be right back. The consumer quarterback coming aboard. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial of George Floyd may have given the former Minneapolis police officer justification for a new trial. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized the guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck / BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. Mitchell, known as Juror 52, told Minneapolis news outlets Monday that he attended the August 28th march in Washington, D.C., featuring speeches by George Floyd's siblings, while a photo circulating online of him and his cousin show the t-shirt as well as a Black Lives Matter hat.
Even though he was found guilty of three counts, under Minnesota statutes, he'll only be sentenced on the most serious one, second-degree murder. Mr. Chauvin will be sentenced at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, June 25th. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, overnight from 2 to 6.
All righty. How about that? A police officer in Atlanta, actually up in Georgia. That wasn't exactly Atlanta, but he was talking about some situations up there. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our pals and buddies that we're going to be down in Sarasota on Thursday for a different reason. Actually, Bradenton, we're going to be down there at Mixon's Fruit Farm for our Have Lunch with the Captain series. But don't forget that Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they offer installation on-site cleaning parts and repairs, unlike the other big box stores. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. Again, their phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them, Captain sent you, you're going to love it, and they're going to love you, and you're going to have a good old time checking out all the stuff that they have there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, you can't make up the stuff that's going on in America today. I wish I could. We need a little humor in this situation that we live in. Need a little humor. And let's start with this. Hunter Biden, after having an absolutely bombing of the book that he wrote the first time around, went nowhere, didn't sell. But then again, did you think it would? He's talking about writing another book. That's right. Hunter Biden wants to write another book after the first one he wrote bombed. Bombed. Now, I got another one for you. Anderson Cooper was a guest host on Jeopardy. He flopped. As a matter of fact, he flopped so bad he drew the lowest guest host ratings in the show's history. Could it be the CNN thing? Yep. Be careful what you wish for there, Anderson. It might come back to bite you right square in the butt. All right, there we go. We don't want him to choke while he's laughing so hard like that. But the thing of it is, folks, you just can't make this stuff up. Hunter Biden, the great author, and Anderson Cooper, the great Jeopardy host. People don't want to see him. All they can think about is, you know, here's another chance for the guy to get his name out in lights and be on television or whatever. And they just don't, they're over this. They're over this stuff. And I get it. I get it. By the way, Montana, congratulations. You got a great governor up there. Governor Gianforte has pulled Montana out of the COVID federal unemployment program. That $300 a week extra they're getting? Not anymore. Not anymore. And here's what they're going to do. They're going to take the money and offer it in a one-time check if you go back to work as a bonus. Go back to work, do whatever the job was that you were doing, or find a new one, and at the end of the month, you're going to get a $1,200 bonus check. How about that? Not bad. Not bad. Now, is it the right thing to do all the time, every time? Maybe. But in this case, it'll put people back to work. No more excuses. Now, Florida, we're working. Granted, there's some service jobs out there that are looking for help. I saw a help wanted sign in a McDonald's. I saw one in a Wendy's. I saw one in a, Village Inn, IHOP. I get it. I get it. People are taking that extra $300 just sitting back and doing nothing until they have to. And then they'll be back. Now, the governor, as of July 1st, did away with all the emergency situation here in Florida. Now, I wonder, we didn't hear about it, but I wonder if that will include getting rid of the same thing the governor in Montana did, getting rid of that extra incentive unemployment money. And maybe he could do what the governor in Montana did. Same thing, offer people a bonus for going back to work. By the way, Rolling Thunder, got an idea for you. I know that you can't have your big rally like you normally would have up there in Washington, D.C., but how about this one? How about you all hop up there, ride up there on your bikes and this, that, and the other, over there, whatever the deal is. Meet somewhere outside D.C., wherever it is you want to meet, the various truck stops. Ride on into D.C. and just ride around and around and around the Capitol, the White House, the Lincoln Monument, you know the route there. Just ride around and around and around and around. And then when you get done riding around and around and around for 2 or 3 hours, whatever, go on over to Arlington and pay your respects over there. I don't think anybody would anybody would find any fault with you for that. You just can't have your normal rally that you would have had in Washington, D.C. But there's nothing stopping you from hopping on the motorcycles and having, oh, I don't know, 100,000 motorcycles going around Washington, D.C. in a circle. Wouldn't that be something? So that's my suggestion for Rolling Thunder. And you'd still be there. You'd still be there. And if they won't let you in down around the Capitol to San Diego, then go out in the Beltway. Go out of the Beltway. Right around the Beltway. I can just see all the motorcycles on the Beltway going around, 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 around. Tie traffic up over there for a while. Just send a message home. Send a message home. Don't let them stop you. Just because they think that you might be insurrectionists, that, oh, something terrible might happen because they're going to have all these veterans there on motorcycles. And, oh, it's awful. Oh, I can hear the water cooler conversations going on now because I heard some of them yesterday from some lightweights down here in Tampa Bay. But it is what it is. By the way, Jen Psaki says the border crisis is what she said in a tweet, and I quote, "It's something that began during and was something that was exacerbated by the Trump administration." Jen, you're telling a lie there, Jen. You're stretching it there, Jen. Not true. Doesn't even come close to the reality told by the actual numbers, Jen. Numbers didn't go out of sight until Joe Biden came in and dropped all the good things that Donald Trump was doing, Jen. And then she had something else to say. After 4 years of an immigration system rooted in destructive and chaotic policies, President Biden is taking the challenge head on and is building a fair, orderly, and human immigration system. That's our objective. Really? Really? I don't see any big building up going on there. I see a lot of chaos still. You probably do too as well, by the way. And of course, if that doesn't work, then the Democrats will always do what Kamala Harris did and blame the whole thing on climate change. How about that? Blame it all on climate change. George, you like my idea? I'm telling you, go up there with the motorcycles. 1.7 million bikes in 2018. Well, that's 2018, George. This is 2021. I think you ought to hop on the bikes. I think you ought to ride up there and just ride around and around and around and around and around for several hours in Washington, D.C. Maybe you won't be having your event, but you'll certainly be there. Then you can go out to Arlington and pay your respects there. Just a thought, George, just a thought. All right. Here comes the music in my ear. That means we got to run. That means we're going to have our final segment coming up. And if you want to opine, one last chance at it. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Go ahead, Kat.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody. And, you know, sometimes you get a letter to the editor here, or a letter to me as a Will Dahl talk show host. I don't know why I call a letter to the editor. It's not. But I got an email from a retired high school principal up in Atlanta, Georgia. And this really got my attention. So here I go. This is from Joan P., retired high school principal in Atlanta, and apparently Joan had to go back and edit this at least once. She says, "Oh my God, Captain, I've been screaming the same thing about educators since I went back to education about 45 years ago. All your statements and comments are right on point. You are the best talk show I've heard anywhere at any time. Wish we could get you up here 7 days a week all the time during the daytime in Atlanta." Well, that's up to Atlanta. Now, it should be published not only countrywide what you're talking about. It should be in every newspaper shouting to the world, television, radio, whatever. You're right on comment when you talk about school boards and people need to run for the position so we take our education back. And again, Joan, thanks for the flowers. I mean that sincerely when I say that. We have an opportunity to stop all this crap that's going on, the CRT stuff and all that, the 1619 project and all that. We have an opportunity to stop all that and get back to common sense, rational education, which is what everybody else got brought up on until about maybe, I don't know what, 20 years ago maybe? Go to a convenience store. Go to a grocery store. And watch and see how they add, subtract, multiply, and divide the younger people. You won't believe it. A lot of them can't do it. The people in a McDonald's the other day, okay, I like to give people when it's like maybe my bill is like $7.03 or $7.59 or something like that, I'll give them the 9 cents to round it off. I had to explain to the clerk what I gave them 2 cents for on a bill that was $7.12. Well, actually, I gave them 12 cents. Sorry, 12 cents. So that brought it down to $7. And they didn't understand what the hell I was doing when I gave them the exact change. They were trying to give me change back when I gave them the exact change because they didn't understand it. Wow. All I can say is, wow. What the hell are they teaching these kids in school? It certainly isn't reading, writing, and arithmetic. Oh, well. I'll get back off my soapbox now for a minute. But people are on the move. The Great Reset is coming. And while they still can, they're vying for a safe place to live with some sense of normalcy, and it's not in the blue states. Home prices in red states are going up. House values in my area have almost doubled in the last 5 years. People are buying sight unseen. And if your plan is to build, you got at least a 2-year wait now for a contractor and maybe longer than that for the lumber. Now, many blue states are losing power in Congress. Red states are gaining power. For the first time, California's going to lose a seat. What, 160 years or something like that? New York will lose a seat, as well as Illinois, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Texas gains 2 seats, no surprise. Montana gained a seat. Florida gained a seat. I would have thought we would have gained 2, but didn't quite make it. North Carolina, Oregon, Colorado will each gain a seat. And in the meantime, Democrats are forging plans, moving their agenda along, making up for lost time during the Trump administration. They're moving as fast as they can before any new elections and before people wake up to what they're doing. They prefer us to remain either sleeping or in a stupor, so you better start paying attention. Many of us are not sleeping, but are in sort of a I can't believe what I'm seeing phase, trying to make sense of it all. Well, don't waste your time trying to make sense of anything because it doesn't. But there is a plan. There is a scheme at work. And it will roll over you if you ignore it. This is not a green environment movement you're witnessing. It's a world-class power grab, money-grubbing movement with centers of power, not just here, but in foreign places too. Look at Europe. The Democrats are trying to pretend as if the government is going along as normal, but with their usual self-illusionary superiority. The media will not ask any difficult questions, soft press conferences only. You don't believe me? Watch one. The occasional Newsmax or Fox News question will be handled by the usual misdirection and mediocrity. Indicators pointing to reality are everywhere. Biden's climate requirements call for reducing meat consumption by 90%. That is to eat 4 pounds of meat per person per year, or about one hamburger per month. They're denying it, but don't bet on it. And by the way, Oregon has introduced legislation to outlaw farm animals for food in their state. You'll only be allowed to eat animals that either die of natural causes or are diseased. Isn't that just ducky? And the Biden administration is calling for a reduction in carbon dioxide output or greenhouse gases by 50 to 52% from the 2005 levels. Now this, since 80% of greenhouse gases from human activity, reducing the world population would certainly do that too. And they're getting right back on the New World Order train, by the way. And they're headed in our direction. Now, Biden is giving $174 billion to the big three automakers as part of his infrastructure program to produce electric vehicles, which few can afford, $50,000, and to build 500,000 charging stations across the country. What's going to power these charging stations? Or will the millions for that come later? Will it be diesel, oil, natural gas, or coal? What environmental damage will occur in obtaining the rare earth minerals needed to produce the batteries for these cars? Lithium. Who will afford these vehicles? Like I say, minimum, 50 grand. And with this new paradigm shift, will it allow travel as we know it? Or will the government supply the former middle class with bicycles because the electric car is going to run out of electricity and you'll have to hop on a bike to get to where you're going? Watch and see that that's not the next thing. Nobody is opposed to a clean environment. But we're moving faster than the technology or the economy can support it. And we don't even have proof that carbon dioxide is a problem or that even climate change that we can do anything about. Now, it used to be called global warming because they really have no idea what they're talking about. 30 or 40 years ago, the problem was global cooling. We were all going to freeze. Now, they may not know what they're talking about, but they certainly know what they're doing. That's because it's not about the environment. It's all about power, political power. And the so-called pandemic is being kept alive in spite of vaccinations. A function of control and fear. And I'm always amazed at people who drive in their car around town alone wearing a face mask. Are you just stupid? And I congratulate the Dems for that one. Now, they've worked very hard to create that kind of fear. Because of them, the Constitution is on its way to being nullified, and the Declaration of Independence is being rewritten to be the Declaration of Dependence. And many might welcome it. It'll be anti-God and an antichrist system, but not on my watch, guys. Not on my watch. We are on the move. The Captain's Army is alive and well. And I'll see you tonight on the Radidio. Have yourself a great day. I'll be up in Newport Richie at 1 o'clock today. And tomorrow, I'll have lunch with the captain down there at Mixon's Roadside Cafe. Take care, everybody. God bless America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.